Hallo liebe Hörerinnen und Hörer zum vierten Eintrag ins Tourtagebuch der Volkstheaterkarawane. Gestern 4.7. reiste die Karawane schließlich von Salzburg ab. Wieder einmal verhinderten fehlende Fahrzeuge einen problemlosen Ortswechsel. Die Karawane hatte in Salzburg so viele Anhängerinnen bekommen, dass nicht mehr genug Plätze zur Verfügung standen. Der Weg zur slowenisch-österreichischen Grenze war ohne Zwischenfälle, jedoch lang. Dort verwirrten wir die Grenzbeamtinnen durch die vielen verschiedenen Passsorten. Mit dabei waren nämlich Leute aus 10 verschiedenen Staatsgebilden. Wir erreichten das Grenzcamp in Petischovce, Lendava, um 3 Uhr nachts. Vereinzelte Schlafplatzwahl in der Wiese beendete der Regen. Das Camp befindet sich im Gelände einer ehemaligen Therme in der Grenzregion Slowenien-Kroatien-Ungarn. Hierzu der Einladungstext der Organisatorinnen vom Kollektiv Globala aus Ljubljana.
The problem of immigration in Slovenia is very accentuated. The Balkan path has been released after the end of Yugoslav wars. The state is dealing with the problem in exclusively repressive and violent manner. The European Union is pressing economo-political elite to stop any migration whatsoever. The fortune of immigrants is completely in the hands of the police. The state politics is to prevent any immigrant to enter the territory of Slovenia. Zero tolerance at the border. So the state has accumulated huge police force at the southern and eastern border with Croatia and Hungary. By doing this, they established a police regime in the border area. The police does not allow any contacts with the immigrants, therefore harassing the local inhabitants if they do so. In spite of such police measures, local inhabitants are self-organizing and they help those who illegally cross the border. Those immigrants that are caught are imprisoned in the special detention centers, which are overcrowded and inappropriate for living. Because of that and because of police maneuvers with them, the conflicts between local inhabitants and immigrants are unavoidable. Through this and by the media interpretations of immigrants as criminals and disease carriers, there's a huge wave of xenophobia in Slovenia. We prepare a manifestation against xenophobia and for open borders in Ljubljana, which changed the attitude of media, but the state politics stayed the same. The starting point of our activities is that we live in a global world society. And by this fact, we demand the indiscriminate right for global movement and acknowledgement of universal social and political rights, that is universal citizenship. In this context, we established together with Association Jabasta from northern Italy a network Transalpina, which aims is the area of Alt Adria, northeast Italy, Slovenia, southern Austria and Croatia. Without borders. Our concrete goal is the free circulation of radical social movements. The manifestation in Ljubljana was the first common action. Later we participated in the manifestation against G8 in Trieste and we organized common manifestation on the border between Gorizia and Nova Gorica, the divided city and divided world. We are organizing the No Border Summer Camp through which we would like to share experiences and knowledge with activists that are again acting against borders and against discrimination of immigrants in the context of the globalization of resistance. We would also like to coordinate future activities in the framework of Transalpine Network and broader. The activities in the camp are going to culminate in the manifestation at the border. The summer camp is going to take place between 4th and 8th of July in the village Petišovci near Lenava. The location is filled with symbolic. It is 1 kilometer from the Croatian border, 2 kilometers from Hungarian border, next to a dying refinery in the place that was once a spa.
Heute 5.7. gab es zunächst ausgedehntes Frühstück. Die Essensorganisation funktioniert erst sehr eingeschränkt, aber wird schon. Zum Glück haben wir eine ganze Küche dabei. Heute Nachmittag fanden Diskussionen über die unterschiedlichen Vorstellungen der Teilnehmerinnen